Here's a thought I'll title AI and the Ideal. So let me start with this question. When we say that one photograph is better than another, how do we arrive at that conclusion? What is the criteria we use when we say one photograph is better than another? Or personalize this a bit, if you will. When you're processing your images, what's the criteria you use when you take the next step in processing? How do you know what to do next? Well, isn't it against some goal, some vision, some idea that you have in mind? That's how you decide how you want to push the image, massage the image, coax the image into being what you want it to be. And that's based on the idea that your goal is better than what you start with, and that somehow you're going to improve this picture through cropping, through processing, through photographing it differently in the field. It seems as though we're always comparing what we're looking at, what we're working on, with something. Well, what is that something? As I've thought about this, one answer keeps reoccurring over and over. It seems that all the decisions we make have the intention of revealing an ideal landscape, an ideal moment, an ideal time of light or season or visage on some person that is just exactly right. And rather than use the word perfect, I'll say the ideal. I would go so far as to say that a lot of times when we're processing our image so that it looks closer to the ideal, whatever that is, that we are essentially creating a false vision, a fake, because the world rarely looks as ideal as our idealized photographs. By the way, nowhere does this show up more strongly than in the now burgeoning idea of AI processing in photography. We can make an ideal of anything. You want to get rid of some distraction? Well, just remove it. Our ideal becomes more visible because we've removed a car from the background or whatever. AI makes the rendition of the ideal incredibly easy. And it appears as though that's what's swept up most of the photographic world these days, is the pursuit of the ideal magnified through the tools of AI. But why has our goal for every picture become the ideal? Why is our goal, for example, not the truth? When did photography change from a sensitive pursuit of truth into a technological and aesthetic pursuit of a fictionalized ideal? I first got onto this idea because I kept noticing something popping up on YouTube with increased frequency, and that is AI-generated, beautiful women. They're flawless. They're fake. But the light in the photograph is spectacular. The women are spectacular. The scene is beautiful. Everything is the perfect ideal way that supposedly someone, whoever's doing the programming, thinks a woman ought to look. But they're fake. They're not real women. And I would much rather see a photograph of a real woman than a fake one that's idealized through artificial intelligence. But do you see the dilemma that creates? Now that AI makes the ideal so accessible, not just with pictures of beautiful women, models and whatnot, but everything, cities, landscapes, oceanscapes, birds, sports photography, no matter what genre of photography you want to think of, AI makes the ideal incredibly accessible. And I wonder how long it will take before all those idealized images become so saccharine that we can't stand them anymore, or so unrealistic that it separates us from reality in tangible ways that have societal effects. Or will the pursuit of the ideal change our aesthetic objectives so that we want everything to be ideal? or we want nothing to be ideal. I don't know. All I know is that in the history of photography, the ideal was so difficult to achieve that it was accomplished with incredible rarity. And that's what makes so many of those photographs special. Now that we can make any landscape look perfect, look ideal, look unrealistically gorgeous, with saturated colors and perfect compositions with no distractions whatsoever, will we get tired of those images? Or conversely, will we get tired of things that aren't perfect, that don't use AI, because they fail to measure up to the ideal in whatever genre of photography that is?
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.